Hello. Hello to everybody online as well. It's really good to be able to share again with you. Thank you for the worship this morning. I'm a child of God. At least I am. I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm a child of God. Child of God. It feels good. Because it's good news, child of God. And whatever the enemy has been whispering into you, your soul this week, whatever darkness, whatever the cloud that has tried to descend over your spirit, we reject it, we rebuke it, because God is telling us again this morning, reminding us who we are, child of God. Hallelujah. That's where we begin. Just that place of rejoice, place of freedom, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. It's great to have that sense of liberty in your soul. And it's good to have encouragement. Want to encourage those who have had a leader's email. There's a title, ministry leader. You may know who you are. I hope you do. You'll have had an email that has been that invites you to. It's a day of encouragement. It's a day where we will be trying to talk through some issues and get to grips with the year ahead, where God wants to take us, what God wants to do. So I would encourage you to search your email box, see if you've had that. If you haven't, question it. And we'll be talking about assimilation. Assimilation is the journey that people travel from being unchurched to being fully incorporated in church life, to become core, reliable, trustworthy, part of the army of God. And it's that, so we love people to get saved. And we think that in a minute or an instant or a month, they're going to turn into the perfect disciple. It doesn't work like that. And there's a journey, and there are steps, and there are things for us to understand. And we'll be getting through some of that on that day, the 20th of August. If you've had the email, respond to it quickly. If you haven't, then ask why you haven't had one, okay? Get myself in trouble there, I know. Thanks for prayers for us and the boys this week. You'll notice that Rena and I are free. And we are free for a week or two, maybe. Maybe we don't know quite exactly. But the boys have moved on successfully to what will be their forever home. So we praise God for that. That's a real good answer for them. And thank you for your help with them on a Sunday and your support and prayer. Today we're going to talk about the theme, the idea of us being a warrior. A warrior. When I was telling my son, he remembered that a few weeks ago, I was talking about anxiety. And he said, "Oh, Dad, you've changed from warrior to warrior." And I said, "Yeah, that's very true." And that's where we're going this morning. We're going to talk about the idea. We're looking at the story of Joshua. And this morning, specifically, we're going to talk about perseverance. Many years ago, when I was in training as a nurse, trained as a psychiatric nurse, and in the School of Nursing, their biggest challenge was to deal with institutionalization. It was a kind of a culture that resisted change. So it had a lot of positives about it, in that there was a kind of a regular feel about things, and there was a consistency, and there was this idea of keeping going. And the school would say, the old sisters and the old charge nurses, they will tell you, Eric, "Don't tell me what to do or how to do it. I've been in this business for 30 years. And the school would say, "Do you know, it's possible that they have got 1 year's experience and they have repeated it 30 times. And it's important to stick at things, to keep going, to keep on keeping on, but it's also important to keep learning, to stay flexible, so we're able to grow, so we're able to keep going, and at the same time, keep growing, to have a teachable spirit, to be adaptable. And today is about perseverance, to keep going, but also to keep growing. I'm sure we all want to feel stronger in our Christianity, to be healthier spiritually, to be more mature. How does that happen? Well, you know, it definitely isn't by having less problems. You're maybe going through this week or this month or even this year and you're thinking, I wish I had less problems. I wish I had fewer difficulties. If only I had an easier life. It would be so much. I could be a stronger Christian if only I had an easier life. So let me read some verses from James, the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. And it says this, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Take note specifically of verse 3 there. You know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. You know. I'm reading it. Eric, you know. You know these things. You know these things that you wish you didn't have, the stuff that is in your life that you didn't expect and didn't want. You know that it's helping you. You know it deep down in your soul. You don't need to be kind of informed. You know. So we might not like the stuff that comes our way. We might try to say, oh, that kind of thing, it's going to drive me away from church. It's going to put me off contact. I can't face being with other Christians. All this difficult stuff that's going on in my life. But the Bible is clear. The real reason for all that kind of stuff, you know, Eric, it develops perseverance in you. You know it's moving you towards maturity, towards completion. You know that it's got a positive context, all the stuff that I didn't want. So to become a strong Christian, to be healthier, to be more mature, is not the outcome of a smooth, unruffled life. But it is the result, and I'll quote, of facing trials of many kinds. I'll just suggest some areas of perseverance. This is a kind of an aside. When you're working on preaching, you know, you kind of take stuff and you think, I'll go down that road, and then you find it's a shorter road than you thought it was. And so you come back and go, this is a little short road that I thought I wouldn't go too far with. But I thought a modern day warrior, three things, chariot, clan, and church. You need to persevere. Chariot, well, you're either catching the bus or going on the train or driving a car or riding a push bike or whatever you're doing. You need a chariot to be a modern day warrior. But let me speak to driving a car, right? The reason that you need to have perseverance is because it's easy to crash. You need to learn some things that will help you to get to where you want to be, and you need to learn to do it properly. I thought about taking that further, but it didn't go very far. And then the idea of clan, and I thought if I take this too far, I could spend maybe a couple of days on this idea. Because If you have a spouse this morning, wherever you are out there or here in the room, you have to persevere. Rena, thank you for persevering with me. She's just giving me that look again, you know, that kind of almost kills me. Do you want to thank me for persevering with you? I mean, we've been going 30 odd years, getting on for 40. We'll be 40 years next year, I think, or something. So, trying to just get beyond that. It takes perseverance. There are lots of times, I would say, lots of times that Rena could have easily given up on me. But she has persevered. And I thank God for that. Children, kids, raising kids, bringing kids up. It's, you know, these are tough times. And you need perseverance. You need to know that you're a modern day warrior as a parent. And you need to persevere with your kids. Because there's so much can go wrong. They are so vulnerable. We are not very strong when it comes to, but we are strong enough. And we are able, with God's help, to raise our children in a godly way. So, Clan, I'm tempted to mention my mother-in-law and the amount of perseverance that is required, but I won't. So, church, the third church, listen, you need perseverance. You need to learn, you need to develop perseverance. Whatever tasks you're involved in, whatever ministry you're involved in, whatever house group, your area you're serving in or in fellowship with, because you are the army of God. This is the army of God. And we are warriors together. And we need perseverance. And so as I progress through the message, we'll be kind of focusing on church and life for us. But I want to just mention this idea that perseverance is slightly different to stubbornness. Perseverance versus stubbornness. What are the things that are different? They're very close. In fact, there is a crossover. They say that one comes from a strong will and the other from a strong won't. So there's a positive sense in perseverance. Perseverance, I will, I will, I will. Stubbornness, I won't, I won't, I won't. Josh Shipp, he talks about this, and he says that perseverance is stubbornness, but with an added connotation of purpose. And when you read the verses that we've read, the idea of purpose is in the Bible through those verses. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. There's a purpose about it. And so we're developing perseverance with purpose. We're moving towards maturity and completion. Not just to keep going then, but to keep growing, to do both things. Walter Elliott, he says, perseverance is not a long race, but it is many short races, one after the other. Maybe we could say then, one day at a time. I'd be 1 month at a time or 1 year at a time, but it's short a race. It's not a huge distance. We've got to get through each of these, and it's that is the perseverance that is in our soul. We get through the area that we can see. And this morning we're going to look at the Bible again, Joshua. We're going to look at chapter 6. Probably been touched on a little bit before, but it's a story about the walls of Jericho falling down. And I'm going to read today from the Quick and Easy Read Bible. This is the quick and easy read Bible. I'm not suggesting that it is doctrinally, you know, absolutely true, but if you're really have a heart to get to grips with some of the stories, understand some of the order of things, this is a really good manual for that. It's really helpful just to get things. So I'm going to read this story, Joshua 6. The Israelites laid siege to Jericho. No one went out and no one went in, and the people were terrified. Then God told Joshua, march around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse and Jericho will be yours. For 6 days, the Israelites marched around the city, and on the 7th day, they marched around Jericho 7 times. On the last time, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, now shout, for the Lord has given you the city. When the trumpet sounded, the people raised a mighty cry, and the city walls trembled and collapsed. The soldiers charged in and took the city. Now, this little story illustrates perseverance in so many ways. Joshua, he receives instruction from God, and what you find is that he is following it through. He's determined with purpose to see the walls come down. He is repetitively doing stuff. The people are just doing the same things every day. This isn't a long race. These are short races, one after the other. And this city, Jericho, is like a fortress or a stronghold. In other words, an imposing problem that has stood for a long time. It is a tough nut to crack. It's in front of them. As I was just praying about what to say this morning, and you know, I'd like to mention a tough nut to crack. It is a tough nut for many churches across our nation, and it is this threshold of numbers, and I want to just mention this number, 200, maybe 250, that threshold that is a tough nut to crack. And the reason that I'm mentioning it is because I really believe that God can help us to see those walls come down as a church, as a group of people. We could be talking about hundreds, thousands, you know, massive idea of anything, but this is just the thing that is before us right now. Numerically, we are strong enough to get there. We're strong enough to do those things, but we have to be doing the right things at the right time, in the right order. And if we're able to do that, if we're able to submit to leadership in an organized, ordered way, if we are able to persevere together, then I believe if we keep going and keep growing, we will see those walls come down, and we will see that, and we'll move on to our next target. Hallelujah. What we're seeing in this story is simple things happening. Just simple things that are all obediently continued. And when they are put together, it results in that demonstration of God's power. It is God that does it. So the faith, the activity, the organization, all of those things, when you put all those things together, there is a demonstration of God's power. And that power was able to change the landscape for future generations. Everything looked different. It all came down, crashing down, and it all looked different. Imagine that as a goal. To change the landscape for future generations. Imagine if we caught that in our hearts. to change the landscape for future generations. Imagine if we could really get behind that and do some stuff and really find it as the purpose, the driving force. And especially if it didn't involve too many things that were too difficult. So here in this story, you had to be able to blow a horn. I'll just blow my own horn. Well, you say you've been blowing your own trumpet for years, Eric. So I have a horn. I can blow the horn. I can walk. I can shout. There's a slight complication in that it's got to be done at the right time. You have to remember the order of things. You had to be able to count to seven. But as you read in the story, you're thinking, this is not rocket science. This is okay. This is uncomplicated. For 6 days, they went once around the city, priests blowing the trumpets. On the seventh day, seven times round, then the long trumpet blast and the huge shout from everyone. Now, when I was planning this morning, not in the week, but I came a bit braver in my own head this morning, and I thought, I'm going to ask them all to shout. Because I've blown my trumpet, they will shout. And then I thought, Eric, you need to be really careful, because CVCC doesn't like that kind of thing. Don't embarrass them, for goodness sake. Don't put them in a position where they might never come back. Do I take that risk now or not? I know that you don't want no you want no embarrassing moments. I know that about this church. You don't want anybody to think, especially when they're looking or listening online, but anybody who's here for the first time, that you don't want to be thinking, this is stupid, this is silly, how silly you are. But I'm here and I'm telling you a story about a group of people that overcame their own embarrassment. On the face of it, stupid, silly. Joshua, we're not doing that. Please don't ask us to do that, for goodness sake. But these were simple actions resulting in something powerful. Now that's the end of the threat. I'm not going to ask you to shout. But here is recorded in the Bible a real act of faith. Hebrews 11, verse 30, that list, that catalogue of faith act. By faith, verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. Walking, counting, shouting. But as the people persevered, as they persevered, we know that there was no visible progress. We know that the walls were not crumbling day by day. We know that nothing was changing. We know that. We know, but they persevered. We know that there was, you know, they probably whispered to one another, this is a waste of time, you know. There were periods of silence when they were meant to be quiet, but I'm guessing some of them were whispering, this is a waste of resources. Surely we could be doing something else with our, this is completely stupid. But they kept going, round in circles, but circles that God had drawn, circles that God had required them to go round in. They persevered. The walls were not getting any weaker, but their faith was getting stronger. You know, Eric, that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. You know those things. And whatever we are involved in here at CVC, you know, metaphorically, this walking, counting, shouting that we do, you know, regularly for God. We do those things for God. Simple things. You know, I'd like to thank all of you who are involved in simple things. All of you who are involved in just doing the things that are required week after week. I'd like to thank you for keeping going. Keeping on. Persevering. Looking after kids when they need to be looked after. Sorting out the creche or the kids' church. For being in the worship and playing and singing for us and helping us. People who are making cakes and providing food and doing things for food bank, and people who are inviting other people to Alpha, praying, those who are praying regularly, and people who are paying their tithes and honoring God in that. Thank you for doing the simple things, for phoning somebody up when you just get it in your heart, for sending a text message when you feel that's what needs to be done, for listening. Just listening to somebody else's pain. Thank you. Because those simple things, as we carry on doing them, whatever God has asked us to do, we persevere. And I'll tell you, He will guarantee the results. God will guarantee the results. Walls will come down. Strongholds will be conquered. Barriers will be overcome. And thresholds will be smashed. Landscape will be changed. Sometimes we think we are persevering and we might be stubbornly continuing. I kind of think that's okay, you know, in a way. It's hard for me to see the subtle differences apart from what might be in our spirit about how, you know, I won't. But when we're stuck and we're just trying to do the right thing, we want to continue to honor God and we're trying to do the right thing, our hearts are right. I know that God will help us. I know that God will guide us. I was in McDonald's earlier in the week and a little bird got into McDonald's while I was sat there with some friends. And this little sparrow was flying around in McDonald's. Now, the McDonald's that I was in, and many of them are like this, they're about 90% glass. So as this bird was flying around, it would fly and it would whack into the glass. And then it would kind of slide down the glass to the floor. And then somehow it would get up again, and it would fly again, frantically flying, hit the glass, fall again. Get up again, bang, another fail. Bang, another fail. And it was like perseverance was very real. Or was it stubbornness? You know, I don't know. But it was persevering. It could see where it wanted to get to. It could see how it could be flying freely. It could see beyond where it was. And I could see that it was getting exhausted. The little thing wasn't going to last the whole course. And then on occasion it fell, and then somebody's hand just went and picked up the little bird and placed the bird where it could fly freely. Placed the bird where it could reach its goal. Took it from where it was, lifted it, and took it to where it was. There was an open door. The open door where it could achieve its purpose and fly again. And sometimes in all of our perseverance, and sometimes our stubbornness, right? We need the hand of God to intervene in our lives. We need to know that God is over these things. And sometimes we carry on, kind of, we keep banging our head against the wall, banging our head against the glass, and our heart is right. We want to honor God. We want to get to that place. But there are times where we're getting exhausted. We're going to fall and fail. And God, out of His mercy, He comes and He just lifts, supports, and He takes us strategically. He lifts us and places us so we're not banging our head on the glass anymore. Miraculously, an open door that is set before us. I say that this morning about perseverance because some of us, we've kind of almost been reluctant to accept some of the changes that have come in our lives. And we struggle to see the bigger picture. And I want to say this morning, that if we could just realize that God is absolutely on our side, that there are times where he has intervened, even in our perseverance, he has lifted us and taken us and given us an open door. I found this poem, which I thought I would read just to finish, and it's called Don't Quit. It is about perseverance. It is about keeping going and keeping growing. So I will read this poem. It's written by a man called Edgar Guest. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but just don't quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when they might have won had they stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow, you may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup, and he learned too late when the night went down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Keep going. Keep growing. James 1 verse 4, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I'm just going to pray. We'll ask the band to come and lead us in worship. Father, thank you for your help. Thank you for allowing us to see this morning that the things that are in our lives can strengthen us and mature us. Help us this morning to trust in your judgment for our lives. Help us, Lord, to be responsive to this call to keep going and to keep growing. Thank you for all those from this church and in this church who are diligently just keeping going. And I pray that you will strengthen us, I pray that you will help us, and I pray that you will allow us to see walls come down, and to see the spiritual landscape changed as we continue to honor you. And we ask it all for your glory. Amen.